Hey everybody, here's your weekly energetic check-in for December 6th to the 12th. So, it's feeling a little heavy this week, I'm not going to lie. The energy that I'm tuning into coming in through this week does feel heavier than it has been. Now, heavy does not have to be a bad thing. Heavy just usually means that it's an opportunity to slow down. An opportunity to really look at things or feel into things. And they keep on using the word bypass when they're talking to me about what's coming up for us. So I think that that will be our indicator that we are not to bypass right now, that this will be another week. It feels like another me week. So another week of like doing the stuff for ourselves. So good news, I started off with saying that the divine guidance will be stepping in and overriding doubt and apprehension. So it's kind of like that shadow side of ourselves that, you know, the ego pain body, the shadow, the drama trauma that comes in sometimes and will override, our joy, our happiness, right? They kind of makes us feel kind of stuck or stagnant or like we're not able to do the things that we want to do. So the good news about that is that our divine guidance teams are going to be stepping in more with this to help us override that. So that is really, really helpful. So if you kind of have that acknowledgement that they're there and that they're helping you and kind of assist them with pushing that kind of energy out of your frequency, then it will happen much quicker. So they said to me, there's going to be many of us that they're calling wisdom seekers. And so they're talking about being here specifically for self-discovery. So this is going to be like a new chapter, a new cycle that opens up. And it's kind of going to be like getting to know yourself all over again, because you're going to be actually a different person or a different being. This also includes, they're talking about having the ancestors work with us more. So doing more of the, you know, because many of us are cycle breakers, right? So I don't know if you felt into that before, but if you are somebody that has come from a long line of trauma, drama, addictions, all of that, we are here as cycle breakers now. And so your ancestors, through all those lineages of all the drama, trauma, all that, are going to be working with you more closely now because you're ready. You're ready. It's kind of like you've broken through the pain and you're ready to discover the wisdom from it all. Again, it goes back to the teachings of, you know, nothing is ever happening to us, it's happening for us. So when we feel like that, the first thing we need to do is recognize that we're falling into victim energy, and that's not the energy that we want. So then we flip it to, why is this happening to me? To, okay, so what do I need to know here? What do I need to get from this? And following that, they said to me, new horizons, new beginnings, especially for many of you around your career and your finances. So they're telling me that there's going to be a new way of seeing things. So pay attention to that, you know, the idea of what you've been doing to earn your money, what's been going on with you with that, because that's going to change. Given the opportunity, it's going to change. So if there's something out there that you've been thinking about doing or trying when it comes to career and finances, now is the time to do it. They're saying an overhaul. So it's like an opportunity for an overhaul. So pay attention to your intuition on that one. Follow your gut on that one. And pay attention to, again, they're talking about back to bringing that hesitation and doubt in there. Pay attention to why that comes in when it comes around career finances for you. Now, for those of you that have been having any kind of health concerns, good news, they're saying that the health concerns will be diminishing because a new deep understanding and knowing is going to be happening for you. So they're talking about this is something new that's going to be coming. So instead of kind of like being fearful about something that isn't working with your physical body or isn't going the way that you want it to go, instead of being fearful about it, there's going to be a deep knowing that comes from you. So a deep knowing and trusting about that. again, it's not the, you know, and again, you guys have heard me talk about this. Disease does not just pop up and show up in the body, right? It has found a path in. And so part of that is the, you know, the knowing and the trusting and following that path back out. Where's the root of this? Where is it coming from? What's the source of it? So I feel like that's going to be, you know, a big thing for many of you, especially if you, when it comes to your health, if you kind of do this like head under the rug thing. And I, you know, a lot of people do, just because it can feel overwhelming, right? And so this is going to be a shift for you. Again, you're going to have the assistance with that to get through. They keep flashing the trust, trust, trust. So they also showed me, so you know, guys know that, of course, we have our galactic beings that are helping us, that are always with us. They showed me rays of light. So literally, then sending the codes to us, sending the codes, but also for the purpose of shedding the light on the dark. So shedding the light on the dark. And when they kind of chimed in a little bit when I was channeling this, they said, but we don't call it the dark. We call it oppressive energy. So that's kind of a good insight for us. Instead of looking at it, the dark side or the dark energy, thinking about it as oppressive energy. So, right. So something that's kind of, you know, keeping us in place, keeping us in the old way. So not allowing us to move forward. So that's, I think there's going to be a lot of insights that come through on that. They said to us that we need to make sure that we are continuing to deflect. So this is action that we need to take. So right now, any of the triggers that are coming, any of the emotional things that you're feeling, any of the anger, the resentment, the bitterness, all of that, they're wanting to make sure that you understand that what's coming through is yours. So they're saying no more of this, like thinking, oh, it's from that person and it's from that experience and it's from, they're saying, no, at this point, everything that's coming up for you is because it's yours. It's still within you. And so it needs to be cleared. They're saying pay attention, though, how you feel around the other people around you, like what's coming up, because they're saying to use them as mirrors. So, you know, you're having a conversation with somebody, they say something to you that makes you feel uncomfortable or you don't like. Instead of thinking there's something wrong with that person or something about them that's off, flip it around and look at yourself and go, okay, so why is that making me feel that way? What inside me, what frequency inside me is having a reaction to that? And so pay attention to that, because that will be the like attracts like, right? So whenever we have a reaction to something, it's because we actually have that frequency within ourselves. So pay attention to that, because that will be a really, really good way of cleaning house for yourself to be able to take care of business. And they said to us, we need to move our focus around. So this is kind of really good. And especially I feel like, you know, January will come and then it's all about the, you know, I got to get to the gym and I got to, you know, I got to get this for my face and my hair and my blah, blah, blah. And so what they said to us was our focus needs to move from the outside to the inside. And so this will be really important, right? Because, of course, everything that's happening on our inside then creates the experience on the outside. That's exactly how it goes. So when we're, you know, being distracted by the hair, the clothes, the makeup, the wrinkles, all that stuff, it has no bearing on our experience other than to take our energy and our focus away from the real stuff that needs our energy and our attention and our focus. So this is not about lack of self-love or self-care, because that's important. We need to be doing that. But what about if your self-love, self-care started from the inside? So what if, you know, we really did some looking on the inside stuff. So starting off with our feelings, with the thoughts, and then like the, you know, the physical stuff, what's happening with all of my systems in my body? How's all of that feeling? How much fear am I holding? How much resentment, bitterness, anger am I holding? Right? So taking a look at all of that stuff, And then giving yourself kind of like a don't do the distraction of the stuff on the outside, because it does take away, because you can do your hair and your makeup and look great on the outside, but you can feel like a piece of shit on the inside. And so that, I feel like that when they talk about the old school or the old way of doing things, I feel like that's going to be part of the stuff that doesn't fly anymore. So meaning, even though you're looking good on the outside, if you're feeling bad on the inside, your experience is going to be bad on the outside. So that makes sense. So we have to bring our focus and our attention to the inside more. So the healing, and we're still going to continue to do this, right? The healing, the deep traumas, healing the wounds. Again, they keep on saying the cycle breakers. So reminding yourself, feel into that a little bit if that makes sense to you. Because remember, of course, you know, as souls, we all choose our parents for very specific reasons, and they did the same thing for theirs. So feel into that. Is there some dysfunction or some broken chain along the way in your family lineage that needs to be fixed? And I think, you know, part of it, especially if you're a parent, part of what we try and do is we try and do a better job or a different job than what our parents did, or at least that's what we should be doing. So we should be rising above, right? The purpose is the rising above, the leveling up. So remember, each time, and especially now, you know, there's a different frequency on the planet. We are different beings. We're different beings than our ancestors were. We have different experiences for us. There's different things happening. And so we have to act differently with it and not act the same, if that makes sense. Okay, guys. So that is the week. They're showing me. It's going to be a me week. So really pay attention throughout the week how much time you actually focus on yourself, how much deflection that you do by focusing on other people and other people's stuff. Pay attention to that. And take some time every day this week to sit with the I am of you. And, you know, here's a good exercise to do. And I'm going to do this myself this week because I need to, you know, it's easy for me to, you know, do my readings every day with clients and just, you know, be in their world doing their stuff and then not come into my world much, right? It's very easy for me to do, which is not a good thing when I'm working on myself. So what we'll do is I'm going to sit every day this week. I'm going to create this space and time for myself, whether I give myself 10 minutes or 15 minutes or half an hour, whatever I can do. I'm going to sit there. I'm going to close my eyes, take 3 slow, deep belly breaths, create the connection with my divine guidance team, and do an I am check-in. So just, I'm going to simply write out the words I am, and then I'm going to write out all the words that come through. So tired, you know, angry, happy, whatever my I ams are. And then what I can do is then I can ask them to give me more insight into each one of them. So if I get if they give me the word angry, give me more into that. Where am I feeling that from? Where do I need to work on that? So take some time every day this week to do that. And then I'll check in with you guys when we're live together next, which I think is the 15th, which is for our reading, our mediumship psychic readings. And that still is up in the air as to what is going to be what we're doing in that. I think it's going to be different, obviously, but they want it to be, they're saying uniquely different right now. Okay, this should be good. So maybe this will come into that, though. It'll be more insight specifically for each one of us individually. So that will be good. And then I'll ask you about it. I'll ask you about how your I am check-ins, we'll call them that, our I am check-ins, how they're going. Okay, guys, sending you all huge, huge blessings, and I will talk to you soon.